Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's another segment with just you and just the two of us, just you and me. I got something I want to talk about. I want to report to you, as I often do, on the results of our recent online poll. Those of you who subscribe to my newsletter, those of you who follow us on social media, are given an opportunity to respond to a poll that we ask every week. And most of the time, it's something associated with your business and what's going on in the marketplace. Sometimes there's some political questions because that's in the news. It's big in the news. And, of course, as you've heard me say many times, if you think public policy isn't affecting your business, then I don't know what kind of a tree you're living in, but you're not living in the real world, because policy does affect your small business leadership, or lack of which, as it delivers policy to your doorstep, definitely affects your business. And so I ask those questions sometimes. And last week, as you know, was the week immediately following our Independence Day in America, July 4th. And for all these years, more than two centuries, we've celebrated that. And it's a big deal to me. As you know, I made a big deal out of it in my column. I made a big deal out of it here on the show. And I made a big deal out of it in our question in the poll this week. And this is what we asked last week. As you contemplate our Independence Day, how do you feel about the future of America? And I wanted to report to you today on what you said, what our respondents said. The big difference in the response to the same question a year ago, we asked the same question, and I like to do this. I like to, for certain times of the year, I like to ask the same question so I can see the trend, how it is year over year. We've got some of these. They go back a long way, but I only went back like to 1 year back on this one. How do you feel about the future of America? And the big difference this year over last year is that this year, in 2020, more people think America's best days are behind us. Last year, only 3% said that our best days are behind us. This year, it was 11%. Now, it's still only barely 1 out of 10, but still, that is a big jump from 3% to 11%. That's like 300%, right? A big jump. And, of course, there's no question why. It's, in my opinion, it's because of all the stuff that's going on out there in the streets, and it's making people feel that way. That's part of it. There are other issues. There are political issues on both sides of the aisle. I hear it from both sides of the aisle. Some people think Trump is the enemy. Some people think Pelosi is the enemy. So we're so divided. I think it's causing that number to go from 3% to 11%, and that's upsetting to me. Only 25% of our folks who responded said our best days are still ahead. One out of four believe our best days are still ahead. And three-fourths say America is in trouble. So that's not good either. One in four say our best days are ahead. Three-fourths say that we're in trouble. And however, two-thirds believe that we can fix our problems. So there's people who are worried, who think there's hope. And so it was a really interesting response this week. One thing is certain, my friends, most of us, most Americans, regardless of background, don't understand the anarchists who are causing chaos, destruction, and even murder. When I talk to people all over the country, You know, from all walks of life, they don't understand why these people are causing so much trouble. Protesting, you don't like something, that's your right. The Constitution provides for that. Being destructive and hurting people, tearing down buildings, burning buildings, that's not your right. Most of us just want to live our lives and raise our families peacefully and productively, and we want to have hope. And in our survey, 89% of our respondents said that, basically said that they want to have hope. But it's clear the anarchists don't truck in that concept. Their product is hate and harassment, which is the opposite of hope. And the media don't make you, they can't make you click if they don't make whatever is happening even more salacious than it is. And unfortunately, we can't expect any journalism out of these guys these days. No journalism. Journalism, basically, in America is dead. And I'm sorry to drop the gavel on that, but it's hard to find journalism these days. It's out there, but it's very, very sparse. Someone once told me that perception is reality. Well, our poll is about perception of America and its future. And I just gave you the report on that. The national presidential polls are irrelevant right now, regardless of who the winner is on any given day. The only one that matters will take place on November the 3rd. November the 3rd this year is the only poll that will matter, when the perception chickens will come home to roost. And soon after that, I think we'll know the direction of America for the rest of this century. Maybe forever. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.